With me in your Bibles, please, for our second reading to Nehemiah chapter 6. Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired Word of God. Now, it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease, whilst I leave it and come down to you? Yet they sent unto me four times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. Then sent Sanballat his servant unto me in like manner the fifth time, with an open letter in his hand, wherein was written, It is reported among the heathen, and Gashmut saith it, that thou and the Jews think to rebel, for which cause thou buildest the wall, that thou mayest be their king according to these words. And thou hast also appointed prophets to preach of thee at Jerusalem, saying, There is a king in Judah. And now shall it be reported to the king according to these words. Come now, therefore, and let us take counsel together. Then I sent unto him, saying, There are no such things done as thou sayest, but thou feignest them out of thine own heart. For they all made us afraid, saying, Their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. Now therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. Afterward I came unto the house of Shemaiah, the son of Deliah, the son of Mehetabel, who was shut up. And he said, Let us meet together in the house of God within the temple, and let us shut the doors of the temple, for they will come to slay thee, yea, in the night will they come to slay thee. And I said, Should such a man as I flee? And who is there that, being as I am, would go into the temple to save his life? I will not go in. And lo, I perceived that God had not sent him, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me, for Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. Therefore was he hired that I should be afraid and do so and sin, and that they might have matter for an evil report, that they might reproach me. My God, think thou upon Tobiah and Sanballat according to these their works, and on the prophetess Noadiah and the rest of the prophets that would have put me in fear. So the wall was finished. In the 20th and fifth day of the month, Elul, in 52 days. And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, that they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. Moreover, in those days the nobles of Judah sent many letters unto Tobiah, and the letters of Tobiah came unto them, for there were many in Judah sworn unto him, because he was the son-in-law of Shechaniah, the son of Ara, and his son Johanan had taken the daughter of Meshullam, the son of Berechiah. Also, they reported his good deeds before me, and uttered my words unto him. And Tobiah sent letters to put me in fear. May God add his blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his most holy word. All right, so what we saw then is we saw in past chapters, we saw the strategy of the enemy. First of all, they put them under threat of violence, right? So it was a sword in one hand and a trowel in the other. Then the enemy of their souls raised up a report from among them to divide them. That was the next difficulty we saw in the last chapter that we read, that would have stopped the work. Division, schism within the people of God. In this chapter, we have a different threat that comes to stop the work. And it's set up in several different ways. The first way is distraction. Distraction. Come on down here, Nehemiah, into the plain of Ono. Well, that's one of those things where in modern English we say, well, that's a nice name for that town, because that's an Ono circumstance, right? Ono way, Nehemiah says. Absolutely not. He perceived that they intended to do him harm, or at very least, to distract him. Now, Nehemiah recognizes here the desirability, the profitability of what we might say strong leadership, of being on the job every day with the people, leading them and guiding them. And if he comes down from that position and goes to meet with some private meeting in the plain or one of the villages of Ono, he's not there supervising and encouraging with his example. Okay, and so this is what Tobiah and Sanballat desire to do. They desire, number one, to get Nehemiah out from in front of the people because, you know, he is providing much of what we call the momentum for the building. The second thing that they want to do is if they can call him out of the herd, then they can surround him and mistreat him, or worse. Well, Nehemiah sees all of that, although it is couched in a kind of let's meet. We need to talk about what's going on here in Jerusalem. It may even have come with something like, okay, so now that you've completed the wall, let's meet so we can understand what this new situation means. But Nehemiah saw through all of that. And he saw that they meant to do him mischief. So he will not be distracted from the work. Very often distractions keep us from the good work that we ought to be doing. All right, so then there's another stratagem that is used. And this one is a threat. It's an open threat. It's not the same threat. It's not the threat of physical violence as before. It's the threat. And notice how it was handled. Okay, so now, most of you go out to your mailbox and among the 15 or 18 or 20 pieces of junk mail, there may be one letter in there that's a sealed letter, right? All the rest of the stuff is open. It's advertisement. It's how the post office stays afloat, right? Okay, but there'll be one letter from a relative far away that maybe didn't want to use email or doesn't use email or something, and there's a letter that is sealed. And you know that it is a federal crime to open someone's letter. Okay, did you notice that the letter that was sent to Nehemiah by the hand of, what was his name? It says one of his servants. Sanballat sent his servant, and he had an open letter. And it was open for anyone to read along the way. Hey, what are you doing there? Guy, what do you have in that? Well, I have a letter from my master, Sanballat, to Nehemiah, the Tirshatha of Jerusalem. Oh, well, I notice it's open. May I read it? Yes, you may. And what did this open letter say? It said, you're going to incite rebellion. We know it. You've said that you're going to be king. You have suborned prophets to say there's a king in Israel. You intend to rebel. That's what's going on. That's why you're building it. And let's send you this open letter so you know that we're serious about this accusation and bringing it up to the king. And what does Nehemiah say? He says, none of those things are true. You've made them up. End of discussion. Back to work. And so what does he do? He places the disposition of that circumstance entirely in the hands of the Lord. He testifies truthfully that this is indeed the work of Sanballat and not his own heart. That he has no such designs. That none of that is true. Now I'm going back to work. What happened to those accusations? The air came out of them, right? So Nehemiah knows how to handle a false accusation. He answers it with the truth and then lets it alone. That's a good example. All right, so then we have a third strategy. And this time, they use people from within Israel. And prophets and and those, especially one prophet that's named Noadiah. And they send to Nehemiah and they say, things are getting really, really dangerous for you. Really dangerous for you. And so here's what you need to do. Come into the inmost portion of the temple and meet us there, and we can keep you there and hide you. That's the next thing. What does Nehemiah say? Well, he perceived that they intended to do him mischief in several different ways. Number one, that would have been a reproach to the rest of the Israelites, because as the Tirshatha, as a government official and not a priest, he did not belong in the inner chamber of the temple. That would have been a violation. That would have been a matter of reproach. Number two, notice that Nehemiah is not particularly concerned with his own safety, but that is where they tempt him with regard to his own safety. He's not particularly concerned with that. And yet that's how the temptation comes to him. You're in danger. So notice, first of all, it was come and meet us. Second, it was we're going to tell. And third, it was you're in danger. And in all three of those circumstances, in all three of those potential downfalls to the work, Nehemiah remains faithful. How do you think that he could do that? Because he had his eye on what God had told him. Having his eye on the revelation that he had from God as to what his mission was, all of these lesser organs, all of these lesser mouths, had nothing to say to him. He knew what his job was. He was one foot in front of the other until it was done. And all of these other things he saw as distractions, potential reproaches, caring for himself instead of the work, lies told about him. And he was not going to partake of that because he had the revelation of God. He knew what his mission was from God. And he had the word of the king that had put the imprimatur on what he was going to do. And so he knew what he was supposed to be about, and he stayed after that, and he refused then the distractions, the threats, and the self-interest. All right, so then, I think that probably brings us to the end. The wall was finished, finally, in 52 days' work. Well, that tells us of a people very much forward to the work. How long had it stood in ruins? Yeah, 70-something years. Right? 70-something years. And how long did it take to build it? 52. My dear brothers and sisters, let's remember from that particular principle that no matter how ruined the walls of Jerusalem seem to us, when the people have a mind of the work, they can be rebuilt under God's hand very quickly. Very quickly. All right, thus ends the reading of Nehemiah chapter 6.